Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Sweeney's our guest, our new friend, the inventor and founder, CEO of Mobile Innovations. The website is workplaceaware.com. Is that right, Rob?
That's correct.
All right. So we're talking about... We've been talking about workplace accidents, and 3 million of those, folks, non-fatal workplace accidents. Do you know the fatal number, Rob? Do you know what that number is?
I do not have that number, no.
Yeah, I mean, not to be ghoulish or anything, but there, you know, a lot of people die in workplace accidents around the country. We got some dangerous jobs out there. I've had some of those dangerous jobs. I worked on the farm for a long time. That was pretty dangerous. But anyway, almost 3 million workplace accidents. OSHA's got their hands full. I would like to think that there was a time, unfortunately, Rob, when OSHA was not interested in helping you as much as they were interested in finding trouble. And over the last 20 years or so, I think they've become a little more helpful than they used to be. But you've invented some technology that will help people improve, not only minimize the potential for an accident, but to also minimize getting upside down with the OSHA, right?
Yes, Workplace Aware, and it's really designed to reduce workplace accidents. And you know, we actually have a very good relationship with OSHA, especially here in the Kansas City area. They're very engaging, very willing to work with you, to work with employers. And so we've taken a very positive approach and a very proactive approach with OSHA to learn from them as well. They are the experts in this field. And, of course, then we've also found that there's a lot of our clients that also have a high degree of respect for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, workplace accidents happen, and what we saw was an opportunity to help companies identify those causes and give the information to the safety directors, safety managers, that they can use to analyze, take action, and resolve issues that could cause greater problems in the future. And that's what Workplace Aware does.
So how does it work?
Well, Workplace Aware, it's really two components. There's a mobile app, and it is used to create a report that includes the ability to take a picture and then describe what the issue is. You submit that into a dashboard, and the company administrators are alerted instantly that a report has been filed either through a push notification to their mobile app or through email. And
so this is where an employee out in the field can find something unsafe and report it to you?
Exactly. Yeah. They can pull their smartphone out and use the mobile app.
I'm imagining small business owners listening to you right now saying, "My God, the last thing I need is for every employee to become a safety inspector."
Well, consider the alternative. If they are not getting this information and issues happen, then maybe an employee doesn't go home to their family tonight.
Well, no, I understand. So, no, I'm not minimizing that, but I mean, shouldn't there be a certain person assigned to be able to turn that report in, not everybody who's out there? I mean, I don't want to create go ahead.
No, it's actually up to the company as to who they want and they invite to submit those reports.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we've seen companies that have restricted the ability of employees or to the number of employees. You know, some companies have actually put our app on tablets.
Right.
And have asked a team of safety people to go around and use that as the inspection
but
tool
could,
in the documentation.
If you're going to let somebody do that, shouldn't you also empower them to fix what they, you know, instead of taking a picture, how about just fixing it? If there's a broken gate that you can fix, you know, don't just take a picture, fix it so it's done, it's resolved. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
You know, you can document the issue, and in the documentation and in the creation of the report, you can say, you know, steps were taken, you know, immediately to fix the problem, to clean up the oil spill, whatever.
Right, right.
And when the report does come into the safety manager, they see that report, and they can actually change the status of that report from view mm-hmm. to scheduled to
right.
in progress to resolved.
Tell us how,
and,
Robert. I've got to wrap it up.
Rob,
I need to wrap it up. I want you to tell us how we can find your product and how they can work with you on it.
Well, the website is workplaceaware.com. There is a contact us section. You can submit a contact us. You can request a demo on there, and we
right.
have a team of people ready to stand by to answer your
so check that out, folks.
And help you.
Workplace Aware. Rob Sweeney, good job today. Thanks for bringing this information to us. And let's get you back on and talk about this some more. Keep us posted.
Love it, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Rob Sweeney, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget workplaceaware.com. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.